Leaders of the Palestine Liberation Organization have decided to cut all forms of security cooperation with Israel. Palestinian officials say the move is in reaction to Israel's failure to comply with agreements signed with Palestinians. The organization also called on the UN to set a deadline to end the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands. The PLO said the UN should ensure the establishment of the sovereign state of Palestine. Tensions have been on the rise ever since Israel refused to transfer more than $100 million of tax revenues to Palestinians. The move was in retaliation for Palestinians' decision to join the International Criminal Court. To discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Brandon Martinez, who is the co-founder of nonalignedmedia.com, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Toronto. Mr. Martinez, how do you feel about this? A lot of people would say that this was a long time coming.
Well, I think we should have no agreements, security or otherwise, with Israel until Israel ends the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza and excises all the illegal settlements, which function as effectively as terrorist enclaves for the settlers, for the Jewish settlers who routinely launch attacks on the Palestinians from these illegal settlements. And many Palestinians, you know, rightly view any cooperation with Israel as tantamount to treason and is in essence a facilitation of the Israeli occupation. So for too long, different Palestinian factions, particularly the Palestinian Authority, has acted as Israel's cat's paw in terms of enforcing its policies in the West Bank and also in Gaza. So I think that many Palestinians will be pleased with the decision to break off all security agreements until Israel complies with international law.
Indeed, but looking at the track record, as you well described already, of the likes of Mahmoud Abbas, should we believe that he's had a radical change of heart, or is something else going on behind the scenes, do you think?
Well, I think that he understands that Palestinians have a lot more leverage now with the joining of the International Criminal Court. Palestinians now will have a voice on April 1st to launch war crimes charges against Israel. So he has to rely on Israel less and less. You know, he's been propped up as a puppet for many, many years and has followed the dictates and whims of Tel Aviv. But with many European countries now recognizing Palestinian sovereignty and the Palestinian state, he no longer has to do that. And he, of course, is trying to shore up his support base in this respect. So I think Palestinians across the board see this as a positive development, but I don't think Abbas is the answer. I think Abbas has proven that he's just a compliant politician who will do one thing one minute and do another thing the next if it's politically expedient. I think Palestinians need to look for more principled resistance to the occupation, and that principled resistance emanates mainly from Hamas these days, and that's why the Israelis have sought to undermine any kind of unity between Hamas and Fatah. We saw last summer the Israelis orchestrated this theatrical performance with these Israeli settlers being kidnapped and killed, and this was used as a pretext to invade Gaza and destroy what was left of Hamas infrastructure there. So I think that the Israelis are panicking. They're desperate at this situation. Obama was not impressed with Netanyahu's ridiculous speech in the Congress. Netanyahu has to engage in these ridiculous antics to draw attention away from the fact that Israel is losing the PR battle, and eventually the Palestinians, probably this year, will be able to launch war crimes tribunals against Israel at the ICC.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Brandon Martinez, who was speaking to us live via Skype from Toronto.